Welcome to Transforming Education, Leadership Lessons. This podcast is hosted by Northwestern College. We're bringing you thought leaders who are influencing education and the world around them. Each episode provides new leadership lessons, so you can learn how to embrace your own influence.
Leadership has nothing to do with title or position. That leadership has to do with impact. And the role of a leader isn't to create followers, it's to enable more leaders.
Take away leadership qualities that inspire.
I think good leaders really get people brought together around a cause and can inspire them to be better than they were yesterday or to do something great.
Care about others.
We need teachers out there that are caring and compassionate and are interested in the student beyond the discipline that they're teaching.
Show people they matter.
We don't have a bullying problem. We don't even have a gun problem. We have a mattering problem.
By knowing you matter.
You matter to yourself first before you can matter to someone else.
So further your impact.
When you just authentically love your students, I just don't think you can help but grow.
Understand your core values.
You can tell pretty quickly any core leader whether or not he or she is there for the mission at hand, for the people that they serve, or whether they're there for themselves.
And align your mission.
Everything we do on campus, whether it's someone in the maintenance department or someone teaching in the classroom or to coach, it should tie back to our mission of impacting students for the cause of Christ.
Discover how to use your influence to inspire others.
That is why the relationships is so critical in everything we do, because when people know you care about them, they know yet they have your best interest, and then it sinks in.
Let's welcome our host, Gary Richardson.
Thank you, Leslie, and thanks to you for listening to Transforming Education, Leadership Lessons, where we bring in thought partners to inspire and influence your leadership. This is episode 32 and second in a series of podcasts with students and staff of the Center for Innovation and Leadership and Professor Vonk's entrepreneurship class at Northwestern College. Today, we will be discussing leadership lessons with Mia Hogeveen and Dominique Seibert, both students in Professor Vonk's business leadership course at Northwestern College. Welcome to both of you, Mia and Dominique, for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves, if you would, your families, what activities that you're interested in, and give our listeners a little bit of a background on you.
So my name is Mia Hogeveen. I'm a junior here at Northwestern, and I plan on graduating this spring. I'm a psychology major and entrepreneurship minor. I'm also a member of the women's golf team. I was blessed with a loving, supportive family, and I have two younger brothers that I'm always learning something new from. We have always loved to compete with each other for as long as I can remember. Right now, we are really into pickleball, basketball, and golfing. So hopefully we can have more spring weather coming our way.
Yeah, I'd like to echo what Mia said and just thank you for having us. My name is Dominique Seibert, and I am a senior here at Northwestern. I am a triple major in sport management, business finance, and business management.
Yikes.
Yeah, and I will also be getting a minor in entrepreneurship. So it's been a busy 3.5 years so far. My freshman year when I came to Northwestern, I came to play golf, but about halfway through my first semester, I began to miss playing football, and when I was in high school, I was actually recruited by Coach McCarty to play football here. So one day I went and talked to him about it, and by my freshman spring, I was a member of the football team, and I have been ever since.
Great.
I still enjoy playing golf in my free time, as well as spending time with my friends and family. And my family and I are from Sheldon, Iowa, so not too far from here. My parents are still living there and working, and my younger sister is currently studying enterprise leadership at the University of Iowa.
Very good. We're glad to have you with us. Mia, I'm not sure if this production is going to be on par with the video clips that come out of the village of Lester and your dad, but we're sure going to try.
Oh, man. I don't know if anybody can live up to those.
That is dadding at its best right there. Yeah. So our goal with this podcast series is to have these students share what they believe are outstanding qualities or characteristics of effective leaders. The focus is on business leaders, and in each of our four podcasts, these students have selected a podcast on leadership that they have studied and are willing to share their thoughts on. So you guys, your podcast was a two-part series with Andy Stanley called The Virtues of a Leader, and in this two-part session, he spoke with Jonathan Reckford, who's the CEO of Habitat for Humanity International, and discussed his book, Our Better Angels, where he does describe seven virtues of leadership. And I found that Mr. Reckford, his background was interesting. Working on Wall Street, didn't think that was his calling, was a coach for the Korean rowing team in the Olympics. And then he ended up leading Habitat for Humanity. So this will be interesting. And I'm interested in what your takeaways from this podcast were. Mia, you want to go?
Yeah, so I think I can speak for Dom and I both when I say that we learned a lot from Jonathan. He has a lot of experience and success in various leadership roles in many different industries. When he started Habitat for Humanity International, they were serving approximately 1.2 million people per year. And now, 15 years later, after he started, they're serving 7 million people per year. His first piece of advice in order to achieve goals like this was to have an audacious vision. Their vision was that everyone should have a decent place to live. In order for Habitat for Humanity to achieve their extraordinary growth, they have to redo their systems that they were currently using. Their growth was so exponential that they broke all the current systems they were using and had to come up with new systems. Through doing this, they stayed true to their principle that they need to be religious about their principles, but not necessarily their tactics. Through this process of growth, they have learned many things. In his book, Our Better Angels, Jonathan discusses the seven virtues of leadership that have helped them be successful and grow.
Yeah, the seven virtues of leadership that Jonathan talks about in his book are kindness, community, empowerment, joy, respect, generosity, and service. There were many others that Jonathan deciphered between when he was writing the book, but those are the ones that he thought would be major factors of a society that he would want to be a part of. And the first virtue that he talked about is kindness. Kindness is an intangible action of love. It is an expression of grace in the world. When it comes to kindness and leadership, it is not always about being soft and fuzzy. It is more about treating people well, but it also includes the hard conversations that we have to have with people and being able to have those conversations with grace and compassion. I think the best thing that Jonathan said about kindness is that it is love in action. The second virtue was community. This is described as being a part of something greater than yourself where you can experience belonging, mutual care, and accountability. One thing that I thought was interesting was that in the survey that Habitat for Humanity sends out to their employees, they ask, "Do you have a best friend at work?" This question is on the survey to see how the community is at work in their organization. In addition, they offer pay time off to go volunteer either locally or internationally, and I think that is very powerful, and it shows how committed they are to developing an organization that is truly a community.
To continue on with that, the third virtue that they discussed was empowerment. Empowerment is investing in others so they can acquire the skills, opportunity, and responsibility to grow in all that God intended for them. As Christians, we are called to love our neighbor. This means that we need to lend a helping hand to others when they need it and be willing to accept it when it is offered to us. What stuck out to me in this virtue was when Jonathan talked about investing in others not to create dependence in a person, but to create a drive for them to invest in others. We should help people in such a way that, one, they feel called to Christ and can feel his love, and two, that it propels them in such a way that they go on to invest in others. The next virtue discussed was joy. This one surprised me when I first saw it. This isn't something that you see very often as a virtue of a leader. Jonathan defined joy as living with the assurance from God that we have been given a life worth living. This shouldn't be impacted by our daily circumstances. It is a virtue, not an emotion. Happiness is an emotion that you can gain, lose, and regain. Joy is something that you can choose every day. As Christians, our joy should come from the Holy Spirit and His love for us. People want to be around people who radiate joy.
The fifth virtue that Jonathan talked about is respect. Respect is honoring the human dignity of every person, regardless of any difference, and treating them accordingly. The job of a leader is to hold people accountable and to end disrespect before it begins. In the business setting, disrespectful leaders will kill your culture and tear apart your business. They may be admired for the work that they can do and their achievements, but if they are not respectful, people will not want to work with them. In the world that we live in today, disrespect is such a major problem. So as leaders, it is important that we display respect all the time so we can actively participate in being a part of the change that we need so desperately. The sixth virtue was generosity. This is the capacity to participate in the experience of the life of others. This can be giving money, time, talent, treasure, and so much more. In the business realm, this can be as simple as donating money to a future project or giving your time to help train a new employee. In society today, we seem to struggle with generosity. We need people to participate in the life of others to help them succeed. One thing that Jonathan said that stuck out to me was, "Rich people are not necessarily generous, but generous people are generous." It can be really easy to write a check, but what this world needs are leaders that are willing to give up their time. As Christians, we are called to help the less fortunate. We can do this by the donations of gifts, clothes, and money, but also by donating our time or by giving back with the business that we are running. There are so many opportunities for us to show God's love through our generosity. And that brings me to our last virtue, which is service. With all of these virtues, love is described to be the umbrella over them, and service is the foundation of them. Servant leadership should be our goal in everything we do, whether that be in our jobs, churches, or in our families. We should always be looking for a place to serve. An example that Jonathan gave was on his 94th birthday, President Carter spent his birthday building homes in Nashville with his wife for Habitat for Humanity. Knowing that, we can all find ways to be better and put others before ourselves and serve in our communities or globally. When we look at service, it is not about what we can do, but rather what we can do for the mission of God.
Yeah, so in summary of all that, I think there was so much great information in this podcast, and I do recommend it to everyone. Whether you think you are a leader or you don't, you are. To someone in your life, you are a leader. This podcast took a different approach than I'm used to seeing, and it was very refreshing.
Yeah, very good. It was interesting and made you think about a lot of things, what leaders do. Sometimes we have a picture of leaders in our mind. It certainly wasn't the picture that was painted here by two people that are really successful in the leadership area. So just a couple things to ask you, just off the cuff, I guess, in a conversation way, is the entrepreneurship class, what's it done for you that you didn't expect?
I think for me, the biggest thing that I have learned from this leadership class is that you don't have to be good at everything in order to be successful. Whether that be in business or in life, you are always going to have your strengths and your weaknesses. Knowing that, it is important to use your strengths to make a difference in the world and then surround yourself with people that will help you with your weaknesses. We talk a lot about surrounding yourself with the right people in this class, and I believe that by doing that, you will not only empower those around you, but those people will also empower you and make you a better leader in the process.
Yeah, thank you.
For me, I think the biggest thing is realizing how important different aspects of yourself are to your own success. When it comes down to it, having a 4.0 or graduating with a ton of degrees isn't going to guarantee your success or that you'll move up in a company. It isn't just about your knowledge, but also about your character. I knew this before taking this class, but I had never truly examined what it would take and what type of character you would need.
Sure. We are visiting with Dom Seivert and Mia Hogeveen, students at Northwestern College, in this episode of Transforming Education, Leadership Lessons. Anything that you're curious about as aspiring business leaders?
I would say that the thing that I am most curious about is learning the best way to take the knowledge that we are gaining in leadership and then install those lessons into the companies that we work for and the communities that we live in. I feel like there are many people out there that know about leadership and what they should do, but it is putting that knowledge to action that can be a struggle. And I would say that I struggle with that in the same way sometimes, so that is probably why I'm so curious about it.
I think what I'm curious about is why leadership and big companies is so hard. I've done work with Mindset in Omaha and gone through their leadership program. And I think that everyone who looks into leadership and culture in a company realizes how much it can impact your success. But I feel like a lot of companies still aren't willing to take that step to go to the next level in their leadership and their culture and grow. And I just want to know why people are so hesitant to like increase that or pay the money that's needed to have a new program brought in.
Comfort is something that people get into, and that zone is what good leaders get out of and consistently challenging themselves with new initiatives, new things, new people. That's just a great observation. So if you could interview one person in any area of your interest, who would it be?
Yeah, so for me, I think I'd be interested in interviewing Cynthia Krampoff. She's actually from Sheldon, and I just found out before filming this that she's actually Dom's aunt. I did not know that when we initially talked about that, but she is currently a sports psychologist for the Minnesota Vikings and also has a wonderful book, Beyond Grit. Wow. I would love to hear from her about her experiences in creating leaders in the sports realm and how she's gotten to where she is today.
Yeah, Cindra's great. I've talked to her a lot about that before, and anytime I'm having a problem, like her focus is sports psychology. And I played sports my whole life, so if I ever have an issue or I need to talk to her about something, I can always reach out to her, and I'm going to connect her with me, I think, after this. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
And I said I've been a sports fan my whole life, so when I think about a leader that I'd like to interview, I said Tim Tebow. I think that he is a great example of a leader and that has all the virtues that this podcast talked about. And on top of that, he always stood up for what he believed in, and that can be tough with all the social pressure that athletes have in today's world. So I'd love to talk to him and learn about his experiences and how he has avoided that pressure.
Yeah, well, a lot of interesting things in the podcast, and it's interesting to hear your thoughts on that. Leslie and I would be really interested in knowing what suggestions you'd have for this podcast, because I'm sure you've listened to all of them in your spare time.
Yeah, one thing, you know, for this podcast, I would say I'm not real familiar with it, but I feel like as a Northwest Iowa podcast, you can just get so involved in this area. And there's so much more to the world. So if you could get more guest speakers from different cultures and different backgrounds, I think that's a huge thing in understanding what other people go through and what other people grown up and had surrounded themselves with.
Yeah, I would just echo that same thing with getting more college students to listen to it would be bringing in different speakers and people that they can resonate more with and meet them on the same level that they're talking to you with.
Okay. You have any suggestions there for guests?
I think there's a lot of great resources at Northwestern. There's a lot of interesting people with a lot of different viewpoints. It'd be easy to find the right one, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, we need to branch out a little bit, sounds like.
And, yeah, I think that's a good thing, too, with the new minor that Northwestern's offering now, the leadership studies, and that how that's available to all majors and all minors. I think that's a huge thing, and just be able to branch that out and offer it to anybody, because like Mia said earlier, whether you're a leader or not, you are. So. Yeah. And we talk about that on the football team a lot in all our meetings. Sure, we have five captains, but we have 140 leaders on the team. So I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, the first follower is a leader. Thanks for being here, you guys. It's good for us. It's nice to be able to spend time with you and to help with what Erica's doing with the Center for Leadership and Innovation and some of the new things going on there. So just thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us. Yeah.
As a leader in education, you matter, and how you lead matters to a whole bunch of people that you serve on a daily basis. You were created for significance. And a few of the things that we talked about today that stuck out to me and from listening to the podcast, and I think something to just send on as nuggets for thought from this were, as leaders, what I picked up from in the podcast was kindness is loaning our strength to others and not reminding them of their weakness. Kindness is not being strong to other people. It's loaning our strength to other people. And respect comes from dignifying the human spirit. And if we can do that in any conversation that we have for people that work with us, for us, as leaders, as Dom said, that you can end disrespect before it even begins. If people know you care, then you're going to go a long ways with moving forward in a positive manner. And then one of the last things is that I heard from the podcast are that hearts are changed by stories. So a reminder for all of us, if we want to change hearts, we really do need to have a story that enables us to do that. And make sure that you have a best friend network. And investing in others is not to create a dependence, but to invest in others, you have to give of your time. So we thank Dom and Mia for being with us today, and always special thanks to Leslie for co-hosting this with me and for pushing the podcast out, and Cho Lee today for her technical help in making this podcast a reality. For Leslie Cho, I'm Gary, and for the Village of Lester, until next time, inspire and influence.